This show is brought to you by Safety FM. We don't need scars just to know we're human. We can let the world just tell us so. Light ourselves up when we're out of luck. All of the love in me was an illusion. Until you made my world from the start. Turn me around when I had enough.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it. But even on this fantastic Thursday, it doesn't matter who the host is. Anyways, I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios on Thursday, August the 29th of 2024. Day 242nd of the year and only 124 days left to go. Like I said, Orlando, Florida, multiverse known as Safety FM, and hanging out with these fools.
Rio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Yep, hanging out with all those people over there on that side. So there you go. A lot of things happening inside of the world, though. So how are you? How has it been? Yeah, sorry that I had to do a vanishing act over the last few days. I know, never a fun time. So you got some memory lane stuff yesterday, day before nothing. But hey, we were live, though, hour 2 and 3, giving you new content yesterday. Just hour 1, I could not make it. So there you go. A lot of stuff, things to talk about, things to think about, things to inquire ire, if one may say it in that fashion. So there you go. Lot of stuff going on. I don't know. I look at this and I go, man, what a weird time for, you know, for the stuff that we do as we get to hang. So there you go. So with that being said, it's been interesting to say the least the last few hours or the last 72 hours in particular. So I have to start off with this stuff. If you're not familiar with what we do here, we talk about safety in the news and safety. That's kind of how it goes. Bring in some professional broadcasters. They talk a little bit about what's going on. I come in and I'll give you my mumbo jumbo about everything that's happening. And then kind of go through the, you know, through the news stories and we can talk about them. Then if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. Callinradio.com. So there you go. And remember, when I talk about the call-in radio stuff, it's on purpose that I do it because if you leave me anything on social media, I do not pay attention until post-show, so it's not that I'm ignoring you during the show, but some people think that that's the way that that it goes. So there you go. That's just kind of the life of how it's happening. So that's it. That is the movement of the thing. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, callinradio.com, video, audio, and text messaging is everything that's inside of there. So that will get you moving and grooving. And then we kind of go and we move and we groove and go and move on. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight? Because I think that that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, a grand jury looks into the July 13th issues, you know, the assassination attempt, and CrowdStrike kind of starts to make make good. Also, Halsey announces a new item, and Madame Tussauds gives Justin Bieber a baby. Or what else? Nikki Glaser will host the Golden Globes, and Quentin Tarantino is a fan of trilogies. Uh-huh. Keep in mind what I just said there. And what else? Senior royals plot to for the future of the monarchy. We'll talk about that as we get into the details. Now, let's talk about this. Hour one is the Rated R Safety Show. Hour two and three is the Jay Allen in the Morning Show. It's kind of a combo. It's a combo mix. So it is a three-hour show. Only the first hour is on the podcast and the video side of stuff. So there you go. Anyway, some concerts going down this weekend here in Orlando. Don't know what you're going to be doing, but Aaron Lewis is here tomorrow. Yeah, acoustic set. Dr. Phillips area. Or Dr. Phillips, a little thing that they have downtown. And then on Saturday, Cannons. Yeah, I'm excited about that. Yeah, I think I'm going to go to both. That's what I'm thinking. I'm debating. Debating about going to both. Don't want to blow my eardrums out. So there you go. Anyways, little info, little song, little dance. Batman's head on a lance. You know, if you get the reference, you get the reference. Without saying much more, why don't we go ahead and get into the news? Because I think that that's going to be important for what we have going on. Because, hey, there are news stories.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Telegram founder Pavel Durov has been barred from leaving France and placed under formal investigation. The 39-year-old has been placed under judicial supervision after being detained at the weekend. He faces formal investigation over claims his Telegram messaging service has failed to curb illegal content. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's in France for talks with President Emmanuel Macron on issues such as migration, the Middle East and Ukraine. It follows a visit to Germany designed to help reset the UK's relations with European Union countries. However, Catherine Barnard, Professor of EU Law at the University of Cambridge, says any improvements to the UK's post-Brexit trading relationship with Brussels will be a challenge.
They will start doing much more cooperation over things like defence and security, which doesn't really touch on EU law. And then the question after that is, if we can get better relationships there, is there anything else that can be done to try and improve what's still very difficult, which is getting goods over the border? There's still a huge amount of paperwork. A lot of small firms have stopped exporting to the EU altogether because it is just too difficult.
The FBI has released new details and photos related to the gunman who shot Donald Trump last month at a campaign rally. The 20-year-old shooter, Thomas Crooks, looked at a number of targets before attempting to assassinate the former US president, according to a briefing. Sally Patterson reports from New York.
We still don't know why Thomas Crooks aimed a rifle at Donald Trump last month and pulled the trigger. The gunman was shot dead by a Secret Service sniper, but not before he left the former president with an injured ear and killed an attendee at the Pennsylvania rally. The FBI says it now has fresh insight into the planning behind July's shooting. Crooks looked at a number of events or targets before becoming, quote, hyper-focused on the Trump rally. In the month leading up to the attack, Crooks made more than 60 online searches related to both President Joe Biden and Trump himself, plus checked when both parties' conventions were being held. But officials say he had no identifiable political ideology and his motive remains unknown. Sally Patterson, New York.
More than 50 people have been injured as Typhoon Shanshan makes landfall in Japan. It's thought to be one of the most powerful storms on record and is bringing extreme winds, deluges and storm surges. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
The storm is moving slowly at just 15 kilometres per hour or 9 miles per hour, prolonging the effects for residents of western Japan and heightening the chance of disasters such as flooding and landslides. It first hit the coastal city of Kagoshima on Thursday, where it cut power to more than 160,000 people. Fallen trees have blocked many of the roads around the city. In nearby Miyazaki, 22 people were injured after being hit by glass after a window blew out in extreme winds.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Away, but don't look back in anger. It has taken 15 years for Liam and Noel Gallagher of Oasis to take their own advice and don't look back in anger. The biggest band in the 90s is reuniting, announcing plans to host a series of concerts in the UK next year that will almost certainly then lead to a world tour. By some estimates, they stand to make around $750,000 following their decision to bury the hatchet.
There's a cultural significance because they do really kind of reflect a lot of the 90s culture.
John Robb is a music journalist behind the Louder Than War website.
The first inkling, I think, for a lot of people was I did this interview with Noel in early June about the Definitely Maybe reissue album that's actually coming out on Friday. And his attitude to Liam was much more mellow than it'd been for like years and years. Talk about being a great singer, really great front man. And there's a positive warmth that was coming off him. When the interview got released last Thursday, people go, "Oh, that's interesting. This sounds like something's going on." But the machine is already grinding, and there was a reformation process already happening.
There are no plans for Oasis to make any new music, but when tickets go on sale for those concerts, they are expected to be gone within seconds. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Telegram founder Pavel Durov has been barred from leaving France and placed under formal investigation. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's in France for talks with President Emmanuel Macron on issues such as migration, the Middle East and Ukraine. The FBI has released new details related to the gunman who shot Donald Trump last month at a campaign rally. And more than 50 people have been injured as Typhoon Shanshan makes landfall in Japan. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Warning. Listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking truth.
Hey, it happens. There you go. Anyways, 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Thursday. Oh, look, it's not doing it anymore. See? I always love how these things work. Oh, here we go. So let's go ahead and get into it because it's time to get into that list that's full of shit. So let's get into the shit list right now and let's start getting into all of the information of the things that are going on inside of the multiverse. Not the multiplex, but the multiverse. So let's go ahead and do it. Anyways, the FBI on Wednesday released photo evidence that they gathered from the July the 13th assassination attempt of Donald Trump and the murder of Corey. The images include pictures of the gun used, the shooter's backpack, the explosive device found inside of the shooter's vehicle. A review of the shooter's online activity still does not suggest a clear motive of his for his attack, the Bureau says. But here, let's talk about some other stuff. Meanwhile, Human Events reports that the grand jury has a panel in the Western District of Pennsylvania to investigate the shooting. In response to an open record request submitted by the community of college shooter attended about his student records, the college replied that it could not furnish records within the scope of the grand jury subpoena. A federal grand jury would be weighing in whether to bring criminal charges. These could be specific to the death of Corey and other victims who were wounded during the attack. So it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen over the next few. So we're talking right now 6 weeks, give or take. So let's see, it's the 29th. Yeah, so it's about 6 weeks. 6 weeks in. Yeah, July the 13th is a pretty big date. You just remember that going forward. So that's some information for you. So let's talk about some, why is that so loud? Well, let's go into some water buffalo update. Yeah, the water buffalo that got shot by a police after harassing residents in Pleasant Hill, Iowa earlier this week, then ran off and disappeared, has finally been found and contained. Official tracked it down on Tuesday night, but the local conservation and zoo officials advised the police to wait until the morning to tranquilize and subdue it. Around 9:30 on Wednesday morning, the crew got around the buffalo again and hit it with a tranquilizer. Now, there you go. And it eventually able to hit it further before it it was shot a second time enough to eventually knock the animal out and load it into a trailer. Yeah, that sounds like a fun thing. Let's knock the animal out and get it into a trailer. Since the first headlines over the weekend, locals came to call the Buffalo Phil. Buffalo Phil. A cheeky contraction to the Pleasant Hill. Now Phil is recovering at the animal hospital and will be sent to the Iowa Farm Sanctuary once he recovers. This is according to KCCI. How does this even make it into a news story? Like, are the people in, Pleasant Hill? Is that what it is? I want to call it Pleasantville, like the movie. Anyway, so there you go, Pleasant Hill. I don't get it, but hey, whatever. Anyway, CrowdStrike announced plans to hand out $60 million in credits to companies affected by the massive system outage in July. The make good represents a fraction of the claims that clients say that the system failure caused the business. Delta Airlines alone says they're more than half $1 billion from canceled flights and compensation payouts. $60 million is also a tiny fraction of the nearly $4 billion the company expects to earn this year. CrowdStrike stock remains down 20% since the outage, but it's about 33% from its low point 3 weeks ago. It faces two class action lawsuits from Delta customers affected by the outage, as well as the imminent suit from Delta itself. This is according to CNN. So let's talk about this, because this is where it gets weird. Why is it that here we seem to be super sue happy about the things that are going on? So let's make sure that I understand this. A group of Delta customers are going to sue CrowdStrike. And I'm not picking on Delta here, but if Delta is the provider, wouldn't it mean that Delta should be the people that are sued? Because, I mean, there's just some weird things there. I mean, you didn't buy the ticket from CrowdStrike. You bought it from Delta. And just because Delta, or just because CrowdStrike provided something to Delta, why would you have the place to be able to sue them? It's just kind of a weird thing. I don't know. I'm definitely no lawyer. But I look at it and go, it's kind of a strange thing. That's like when people start bitching about one thing and it has nothing to do with someone. And you kind of just sit there going like, why are you telling me this? I know. It gets strange sometimes, but what do I know?
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Anyways, a Wall Street Journal poll shows that Americans are pessimistic about achieving the American dream. In this case, owning a home, having a family, and accumulating wealth for retirement. 10% say that home ownership is easy or somewhat easy to achieve. 17% say that achieving financial security and a comfortable retirement, and about a third say that the American dream is achievable at all. Yeah, that it is achievable. In 2012, about half of the Americans still believed that they could achieve the American dream. That's 2012. That's 12 years ago. It's funny how there was no percentage on how many people thought that they could have a family. Now, remember, the question was not, can they afford a family? It was, can they have a family? I mean, that's easy doing right there. I mean, just think about it. If you want to reference that real quick. So there you go. I'm just throwing it out there, keeping it real. I mean, think about it for a moment. So what is your American dream? Is it owning a house, having retirement, or getting ready to go? I mean, if we start training people in regards to the retirement stuff at a young age, you can retire relatively well off, depending on how you can pull off this trick. So I don't know. Neither here nor there. I remember when I was a kid being a millionaire. Yeah. You know, the one with the six zeros. Yeah. That was a big thing. And now it's like, it's not uncommon to hear people being millionaires. It's not uncommon to hear. I mean, I would love to be one of those, but just saying, not that it's going to change, you know, life for me, but it's just one of those things that you kind of look at and go, wow, this is pretty interesting. So there you go. Anyways, Britain's oldest skydiver, Manette Bali, celebrated turning 102 by jumping out of a plane for a good cause. She used the feat to raise money for three special causes. an East Anglian Air Ambulance, Motor Neuron Disease Association, and Ben Hall Village Hall. So there you go. It was far from a centurion first jump, as she was married to a paratrooper who served as the Woman Royal Navy service during World War II. No word on thrill-seeking adventure for 103. This is according to Sky News. So there you go. I don't know. It's Thursday. It's Thursday on a 3-day weekend coming up. So there you go. At least in the U.S. it's a 3-day weekend. So there you go. Yeah, by the way, I'm still kind of up in the air what's going to happen next week. Got like kind of a lot of stuff going on. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about it as we go. Anyways, by the numbers, the Dow lost 159 points to close at 41,091 on Wednesday. The S&P lost 33 points to close at 5,592. And the NASDAQ lost about 198 points to close at 17,556. West Texas Intermediate closed at $74 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $77. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.36 on Wednesday, and Bitcoin continued to decline on Wednesday, trading near 59,100. There was more than 2,310 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Wednesday, and about 80 such cancellations. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $627 million jackpot, or a $309 million cash payout. So, guess what I'm going to say? If you want to play the game, knock yourself out. Because, hey, it's $627 million. So, there you go. Anyways, let's talk about a few things going on. Travis Kelce is part of owner of a racehorse named Swift Delivery. Now, I wonder if that has to do with the Swift Delivery service, or if is it more just a play on his girlfriend's name. The tight end acquired a significant share of the 3-year-old gelding last year, whose name is a total coincidence and has nothing to do with his girlfriend Taylor Swift. Sure it doesn't. So there you go. Also, Scott McCurry abruptly stopped singing in Colorado State Fair last weekend after witnessing a man striking a woman in the crowd. He yells, "Hey, hey, 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 right there. The lady who just got hit, sir," he shouted into the mic while pointing to the offender. After security escorted the guy out and McCurry made sure that the woman was okay, he resumed singing, no word whether or not the charges were filed. This is according to Billboard. So there you go. Here's some other stuff. Halsey has announced this week that her fifth studio album will be titled The Great Impersonator and is a confessional concept album. Three singles have already been released. The End, Lucky, and Lonely is the Muse. No word on when the album will drop. This is according to People Magazine. Now, I'm going to tell you the Lucky song. It's kind of a, I will say that it's a remake, or at least an acknowledgement to Britney Spears' Lucky. I mean, there are some similar lines, of course, in regards to it. But if you take a listen to it, man, has Halsey gone through some things over the last few years that she's talking about there. So there you go. Also, Madame Tussauds updated Justin Bieber's wax figure at their London Museum, including a baby in a baby carrier. The additional was added after the news broke that Bieber and his wife, Hailey Bieber, welcomed their son, Jack Blues. Is it Jack Blues Bieber? Jack Blues Bieber. Okay. So there you go. Meanwhile, insiders say the Bieber is very hands-on dad and is very private and protective of his little family, according to the Sun. Didn't they just have the kid? Like, didn't they just have it? I'm just saying. Anyway, take a listen to this. Matt Lauder's daughter, Romy, was allegedly involved in a hit-and-run last month in the Hamptons. According to local sources, the 20-year-old crashed her Jeep Wrangler into a fence and then drove off. She was easy to track down. However, as her license plate was left at the scene of the crime, powerhouse attorney Edward Burke Jr. is reportedly representing Romy. His other famous clients include Romy's dad, Matt Lauder, Jason Kidd, and Justin Timberlake. This is according to Page Six. So there you go. Just saying. Also, what else? Let's see. Celebs are just like us. He may have the great. He may be the great grandson of an oil tycoon, but Armie Hammer is just like the rest of us in the country when it comes to dealing with high prices of gasoline. I can't afford it. I can't afford gas anymore, Hammer told on Instagram followers this week after revealing that he sold his pickup truck for one for a wallet friendly hybrid ride. Hammer currently lives in Los Angeles, where gas is $4.66 a gallon. By the way, Hammer just recently moved back to Los Angeles over the last few weeks, and he's going down a new path in life, is what he's calling it. Probably a good idea with everything going on right there. So let's talk about a couple of things. I'm going to jump around real quick. So a new docu-series about the ins and outs of Baywatch details how Pamela Anderson and almost booted from the show after the release of her infamous sex tape with then-husband Tommy Lee. Not knowing how it would all play out at the time, producers Michael Burke pulled Anderson from a couple of episodes, but when the rating spikes as the results of the tape, she was allowed to stay. Anderson did not participate in the doc titled After Baywatch Moments in the Sun, which is currently streaming on Hulu. Elsewhere, Baywatch alum Jeremy Jackson revealed in a doc that he used to sneak into the trailer of some of the female co-stars and smell their worn bathing suits. Okay. Of all the suits that he smelled, Jackson says that his favorite belonged to co-star Nicole Eggert, who was first told about the revelation while the filming of the doc. Response was simply, this surprises me not at all. That's creepy altogether. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. Anyways, I mentioned Quentin Tarantino at the top of the hour, so take a listen to this. Quentin Tarantino refuses to watch Toy Story 4 because he thinks that Toy Story 3 is one of the greatest movies ever. The third one is just magnificent. But the thing is, then 3 years later or something, they did a fourth one. I have no desire to see it. You literally ended the story at a perfect as you could. So no, I don't care if it's good. I'm done. He told Bill Maher at the Club Random podcast, and it is safe to bet that Tarantino is unlikely to see the upcoming fifth installment there. This is according to Variety. I mean, think about it. If you did watch the third part, it does end pretty good. And I'm not saying the fourth part is bad, but it's interesting. It's interesting the turn that they take. I mean, but I guess when you want to have a continuation of a story, is this kind of the way that it goes sometimes? That's the way you have to take a look at some of this stuff. Anyways, let's go ahead and get into that point because it is that point of the show where we normally do this. So let's get into it and talk about our main story because it is time to do so.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so main story time. And I'm going to talk about this today because I think that sometimes we tend to forget about how work is done. And I'm not talking about work imagined, work performed. I'm not talking about blue line. I'm not talking about black line. I'm not talking about lines. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about work, work, work. Now, listen, I don't know what kind of business you're in. I don't know what you do. I don't understand what you do. Let's just make sure that we're clear. And you can even be in the broadcasting field. You can be in the speaking field. And I still don't understand what you do. And that's perfectly fine. Here's what I want to talk about today. You are aware that there's meetings you attend. And then on top of that meeting that you attend, there's another meeting you attend. And then on top of that meeting, there's another meeting. And then there's a meeting for the meeting that of the meeting that you already had. Kind of sound like your normal workplace? Yeah, that's probably what it's like. You know what we tend to forget to do sometimes after going to so many damn meetings? We forget to do something that's very important. And we're going to sit here for a moment and call it time management. And let's kind of be a little iffy here when we talk about time management. What we tend to forget to do is the important aspect of the following. We tend to forget to manage our time in regards of doing the work. When you spend all of your day going from one meeting to another meeting to another meeting, and if you do not block out your calendar to do the work, guess what's not getting done? The work. And if you look at it and you talk to your team members, you talk to the people that you do stuff with, that you're shoulder and shoulder with, they will tell you that the work suffers because of all the meetings. Now, listen, I understand stand-up meetings. I understand team meetings. I understand meetings about meetings. Shit, I even understand having meetings with companies when they tell you that their company is different than any other company that you've interacted with. Keep in mind, that's almost every fucking company that I talk to. So, Think about this for a moment. As we talk here, the important aspect here is making time to do work. And we forget this magical art here on how important it is. We forget on how important it is to actually schedule time to get things done. I can sit here and talk all day, and you probably notice that that's something that I'm able to do. And we don't do the stuff that needs to be done. Or if not, it goes like this. It's not that the stuff is not getting done. All of a sudden, it's 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm waking up because I remember that the work is not being done. Because the worst thing you can do is overpromise and underdeliver. If anything, you want to have the mastery of underpromising and overdelivering. That's what you really want to accomplish in life. Like, I will purposely tell people that I'm going to get something done, knowing it's an extended timeline, knowing that I will do it in a shorter time. On purpose, do it that way. That way, it's not what exactly they expected. It's not the timeline that they expected it to occur. It's sooner. So, keep in mind of this for a moment. Because if you are not scheduling stuff on your calendar, on doing the work, you're probably wasting your time. It sounds like lip service, if one may say it in that particular fashion. I have this terrible habit of really wanting to block out calendars where I take, well, and I say terrible habit, and let me make sure that I phrase that properly, of blocking out big chunks of time to get work done. And I'm talking about big chunks. If I think something's going to take me an hour, I'll do it for an hour and a half. That blocks the time. And now that I'm trying to buy extra time, it's just in case if something goes awry. And I always think that it's a good plan because I spoke to somebody many, many, many moons ago from a very popular resort in Orlando where they have some kind of mouse thing. And they talked about that that's where most people fail. And that to be successful, you need to manage your time. And managing your time might consist of making blocks inside of your calendar to be able to get work done. So if this is something you haven't thought about or haven't done previously, think about doing it in small increments. Try starting it off. Say, okay, next week we know it's a short week. So what happens if I block time on Tuesday to get some work done? What if I block some time on another day of the week, let's say Thursday? Because we just don't want to be stuck in meetings after meetings after meetings. It's just something that you have to give some thought process to be able to move forward.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, Since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360 that makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Pop quiz, hotshot. During a heat wave, what's more important, air conditioning or air guitar?
Is it air conditioning?
Air guitar. The answer is always air guitar.
Bye.
touch. We can never say that we had enough. Do you see now? We're linking.
Okay, here we go. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. This right here is still the Rated R Safety Show. You're taking a little listen to Beach Love, song titled Fire and Smoke. Because where there's smoke, there's fire, baby. Might want to give it a little streamer-eamer action. Available on YouTube Music, Apple Music, and Spotify. So there you go. A lot of fun stuff going on right there as we are hanging out and doing our thing. Would like to thank Beach Love for this one. Yeah, we've played it before. I still like it. I like it a lot. So there you go. Some fire and smoke going your way as we are talking, moving and grooving, no doubt about it. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at True Right Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected with help. And to find out how you can get help, well, you can actually go to TWLOHA.com. Remember, once you get there, go all the way to the far right-hand side, click on the section that says Find Help, and keep in mind that healing is possible. People tend to forget that. It's very important. Healing is possible. TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, all kinds of information related to addiction, suicide, depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders, grief support, self-injury, just to name a few. I tell people all the time, it's one of these subjects that hopefully you'll never have to actually apply to yourself. But if you do, this is a great resource. You might actually want to get this information if there's somebody else out there that might need some help. Just some things to talk about. Just some things to think about. Okay? TWLOHA.com. To write love on her arms. So there you go. Let's talk real quick about some other things that are going on inside of the multiverse, because they're definitely not happening in the multiplex. But it would seem that these days we're becoming less and less willing to take one for the team and come into work when we're not feeling well. Human resources platform Dayforce found that among American workers, sick leave jumped around to an astonishing 55% from 2019 to 2023. Plus, data from smaller businesses show that 30% of white-collar workers took sick days last year, a 42% increase from 2019. And in Gen Zs, it seems that the leading charge to not tough it out at all. Sick leave among workers under the age of 35 is more than other age brackets. Experts attribute the post-pandemic rise of calling out for several factors, including Gen Z's willingness and need to take mental health days. Sure, but speaking as a boss, I don't understand why people can't take their mental health days on their day off. And if you don't feel well, I still drag myself into the office. Why? Because I'd rather get my coworker sick than my family. So there you go. So here's the thing. Here's the thing to talk about. During the pandemic, we were told a lot of things that we need to stop. We need to stop going into the office sick. I mean, remember this. This was a big portion of the conversation. So people started calling in, and that's perfectly fine because, you know, that is what the sick leave is for. So those are the things you have to keep in mind when we're talking about this. It can't just be a general concept of, hey, this is how we do it. This is not what we do. I mean, and here's the other portion. I remember back in the good old days, my father would tell me, because he was in the military, and so was my mother, they would tell me all the time, the only reason to call in sick, death, your own. That was a wording. That was no joke. So I remember that if I would have to go to school or go to work, the goal is to go in even if you were sick, and it would be better off than you to be sent home than you actually not going in at all. So, some stuff to think about. Think about it from that particular point of view, opposed to it being something else. So, what do you think about this? How do you look at it? So, there you go. Also, take a listen to this. Forbes polled 1,000 people in the U.S. who have used dating apps to find out that the biggest icks associating to dating profiles is, as an ick is defined as a sudden feeling of disgust or dislike, often in response to the actions of another person. The top ick is a negative or bitterness in the bio that was followed by an overly edited filtered picture, which was 63%. Other icks in order: too much emphasis on material possessions, 62%. Lack of effort to put into their profile, 60%. And poor grammar spelling, 60%. The best thing is include that your profile makes someone more likely to choose you as a match. A good sense of humor said that 82% of respondents. So I'm so awkward that those that, I'm so awkward that on those things that I'm the only person who ever gave himself, an ick. So there you go. I mean, I don't know. Okay, also, could contradating, like, take a listen to this, help more people find love? You have seen the term used on social media and dating sites. It's defined as intentionality dating people outside of even your opposite of your normal type. It is the practice of being open to people who you would normally would not even consider, which is in turn could be significantly increase your dating pool. Experts say that it's a good idea as long as you don't contradate someone who is conflicting core values of yours. Apparently, many of us have been missing that special someone because our primary focus is out there in the perfect facial features, hair or skin color or body type. Great. So after all those, I could not normally even consider someone in my income bracket. Okay, I'm here. So there you go. I don't know. Things get weird sometimes when we start talking about all this stuff. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, let's get some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what in the heck is going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Mark. Socrates said, "Falling down is not failure. Failure comes when you stay where you have fallen." I agree with Socrates on this one. You're going to fail. The only way you don't fail at something is when you abstain from even trying altogether. And then you just fail by default. So get out there and at least try, knowing that sometimes that will lead to failure. Now that you know that, remember to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back to it. You're going to succeed eventually, but you'll most likely fail a time or two before achieving success. That's 100% normal. Failing is okay. It's when you give up and don't even try anymore. That is when you fail. Instead, get back up and keep on trying. You can do it.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Adversity tests a man's character. His ability to hang in there when the going gets tough. Success, on the other hand, tests a man's integrity, his ability to remain true to himself, to remain morally and ethically pure. When adversity strikes, as Chuck Swindoll points out, life becomes rather simple. Our need is to survive. But when prosperity occurs, life gets complicated. And our needs are numerous, often extremely complex. Invariably, our integrity is put to the test. Proverbs 27 says, "A crucible for silver and a furnace for gold, but a man is tested by the praise he receives." This is Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Telegram founder Pavel Durov's been barred from leaving France and placed under formal investigation. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's in France for talks with President Emmanuel Macron on issues like migration, the Middle East and Ukraine. The FBI has released new details related to the gunman who shot Donald Trump last month at a campaign rally, and more than 15 people have been injured as Typhoon Shan Shan makes landfall in Japan.
Out of you like gas station sushi.
There you go, Radio Big, Safety FM, still hanging out. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2018, Senator John McCain is the third person ever to lie in the state at the Arizona State Capitol Rotunda in Phoenix. He had passed away days earlier after losing his battle to brain cancer. The two others that are at the state include Senator Marilyn Jarrett in 2006 and Olympic gold medalist Jesse Owens in 1980. So there you go. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Eduardo Franco turns 30. Liam Payne, 31. Chelsea DeBoer turns 33. Nicole Anderson, 34. Leah Michelle turns 38. Nicole Breyer also turns 38. Brian Chesky turns 43. Carla Gugino, 53. Neil Gorsch turns 57. And Elliot Gold turns 86 today. So there you go. Also, just for sakes and purposes of mentioning it, today, two different things. Would have been Michael Jackson's birthday and also Senator John McCain that we just talked about's birthday. So there you go. Just information purposes. So let's talk about some other stuff before we get you out of here, because that is what we do. That is what we do. If you are looking for a random joke for today, I will give you one. Show me a man who is a good loser, and I'll show you a man who is playing golf with his boss. If you need a phone starter for today, what would the title of your memoir be? No, like seriously, what would the title of your memoir be? I would love to hear it, because I always find that those things are super important. Because, you know, what are you going to call the thing? People want to know this stuff. So there you go. What else? What else do we have? What else do we have? You know, it's always a moment in time. What else? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. In a survey of 22% of people said that they have done this for their boss. What is it? Watch their pets. So there you go. Yeah, I've never watched my boss's pet. I don't even. That's kind of a weird request. So there you go. Anyways, with everything being said, let's talk about it. Conklin Conference coming up September the 10th through the 12th. I got news for you. It's sold out. Yep. Soldy, outy, outy. No more ticketos. I always think it's interesting that when these things sell out, people start contacting, is there a waiting list? No, there's normally not a waiting list, but it is sold out. Gonzo, goner, bye-bye, no more tickets whatsoever. So be on the lookout for the next one. This one's actually happening September the 10th through the 12th in Santa Fe, New Mexico, just so you know. But it is Gonzo, sold out, no more. Don't know when the next one is, because I've already had people reach out going, when's the next one? Unbeknownst to me, I'm surprised that we've had three in the last 20 months. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Top of the hour, I will be going over to Radio Big exclusively. If you want to come and hang out with me, if you don't, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out here with the likes of Sheldon Primus while he will be talking about the world of safety consulting. So, there you go. Some things to think about. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Successful and unsuccessful people do not vary greatly in their abilities. They vary in their desires to reach their potential. Think about that. That's something to think about today. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. So you made my world can you stand, turn me-